This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you're welcome to join us right here on our toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as always, we've got open phones where you can take control of the airwaves. We've got a website where you can actually create the content as well. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive over there. It's a Reddit-based front page where you get to submit and vote on different items that other listeners might find interesting, or maybe not. Just all depends. So go over there and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Joining you in our studio in Keene, New Hampshire tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We're going to start out with more about Donald Trump. He has been the hot topic here of this week.
And he will be for at least the next 93 days.
Because there's
it's always the first 100 days, or, you know, the most important.
Is that right?
And it sort of sets the pace of the entire term.
Well, I got to say, the pace seems to be fairly quick. I mean, all things considered, a lot of people were predicting Trump was just going to kind of, you know, change his tune once he got elected. But
he is kind of changing his tune.
Is
it's
he?
No longer Mexico's going to pay for the wall. It's you're going to pay for the wall, and Mexico's going to reimburse you.
That's true. That's true.
And the way we're going to do this is by putting a tariff on things imported from Mexico.
Is that the plan now?
According to Rents Priebus, that's one of the ways there's a quote-unquote buffet of options.
Yeah. So, of course, as I think you pointed out off the air, if they're putting a tax on imports from Mexico, that's not Mexico paying for it.
Right.
That's the U.S. consumer.
You paying for it.
Right. Again, right? Like, so you'd pay for it through your tax dollars right up front, and then you'd pay for it again through the tax, that 20% tax, or
yeah,
whatever it is they're going to put on things.
They're just going to do the exact opposite in Mexico. Like, it's just going to, like, we're going to get affected. They're not just going to, Mexico's not just going to ignore this.
You're saying they're going to do something else in response.
Right. Yeah. This is always what happens when we put up trade barriers. The other side just puts up more trade barriers, and then it's like nobody benefits.
Well, Trump claimed that this is going to be good for both countries.
No, it doesn't.
Trump claims a lot of things, but the man's part Cheeto. What do you expect?
So the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. The headline from Reuters that we'll start with here tonight in relation to the border wall is the question of the so-called sanctuary cities. Now, these are cities that ostensibly have policies in place that are friendly towards so-called illegal immigrants or undocumented people. For instance, like the policy of not checking someone against an immigration database if the police pick them up or something like
correct.
That.
Correct. Right? Yeah, and San Francisco is alleged to be a sanctuary city. Now, I've not actually looked to see what the policies are in San Francisco, but I do know that, you know, sanctuary city, as you said, it's a thing to where there's not a local requirement of whenever you write somebody a ticket or arrest them for an offense, don't go to, you know, the ICE bucket or whatever it is where you determine, you know, is this person in the country legally?
Right. And that may be just one of, maybe there's other policies that I don't know about, but that's one that I've heard of.
Right.
So the headline here from Reuters, President Donald Trump's executive order directing federal agencies to take away funding from self-proclaimed sanctuary cities had one big exemption for one of his favorite constituencies, the police, who would be protected from those cuts. So if Trump decides to take San Francisco's funding away because they're a supposed sanctuary city, he will not be removing the federal funding from the police department, but would from, let's say, the school board or whatever other agencies, environmental protection or whatever else is getting.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. because the police in San Francisco aren't enforcing federal immigration laws, Donald Trump is going to harm the city schools in San Francisco that might be getting federal funding, but the police are still going to get whatever goodies they were getting?
Well, I mean, that's one way to look at it, which... I mean,
is that an accurate representation of what's happening here?
I think so, but the thing that was inaccurate was that you said that it would harm the schools. I think it would actually be a good thing for federal funding to be removed from government programs. Now, I know that people in California won't agree. A lot of the people in San Francisco won't agree with that, but as I understand it, federal money coming into schools is a very small portion of any school's budget.
Well, that comes with a lot of strings.
That's my point, right? So it's a very small portion, but they have a bunch of requirements.
The people, you know, that are making the budgets are, oh my God, we're going to lose out on this amount of money, and we've got to raise your taxes.
Well, whatever. But regardless, it would also remove the federal requirements.
Remove the federal requirements, which might wind up saving you whatever amount you are getting.
What I really want to know is, how do we become a sanctuary city? Because this is something that I'm in. I'm not really, I'm for pulling out my state from federal funds, or my city out of accepting federal funds.
Well, that's an excellent question. I don't know if there are any sanctuary cities in New Hampshire. It would be interesting to find that out.
I don't know either, but I do remember there was legislation a couple of years ago to, at the state level here in New Hampshire, to explicitly prohibit sanctuary cities from existing in New Hampshire. And I'm fairly certain that wound up dying.
Well, one of the things about New Hampshire that you may or may not be aware is that it is not what's called a home rule state. So all the cities and towns in New Hampshire can only pass laws or ordinances, rather, that they are authorized specifically to pass by the state government. Now, that doesn't mean that they haven't ignored that requirement over time. Like here in Keene, the Keene city government passed a law or an ordinance. They passed an ordinance regarding the synthetic cannabis. I don't know if you've heard about this stuff, but they prohibited it. And at the meeting where this was approved, the city attorney informed the city council that what they were about to do was not legal, and that if it were to be challenged in court, it would likely be overturned because the state is not a home rule state. But they went ahead and did it anyway. So. How this would be possible, I would guess you'd have to start by talking to city councilors and ask them if they think that it's something that they could do and or run for city council this year.
I have to wonder, though, is this even an issue of an ordinance? Because it may just be an order by the
policy
chief of police or,
yeah, it could just be internal policy
or something along those lines.
That's a good point.
So there may already be some sort of, you can become a sanctuary city, essentially, through policy changes.
I've always suggested that as well, not specifically regarding sanctuary cities, but I've always said that, okay, you've got drug laws on the books in New Hampshire, but if you hire a police chief, if you're the city council, and here in Keene, the city council hires and fires a few different bureaucrats, and I believe the police chief is hired by the city manager, but either way, the city council could, in theory, say to the police chief, look, Mr. Police Chief, your job may be to enforce the laws of New Hampshire here, but if you want to do your job correctly in the city of Keene, you should not be enforcing the drug laws. So, the laws would still be on the books, but you could, in theory, as the council, order the police to just ignore that law.
See, this
use discretion.
That kind of sounds like what the sanctuary cities, that's how it seems like they're operating already almost. So, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Do local police have an obligation to enforce federal code? I suspect they don't.
They do not.
Right.
And I found the bill. It was last year, and it did die. The committee that heard the bill in the what they call the blurb said there are currently no sanctuary cities in New Hampshire, and the committee doubted there ever will be. Mm. The bill itself would have simply prohibited sanctuary cities, which makes it sound as though, since it's not prohibited, even though New Hampshire does not have home rule, in theory, a municipality could wind up making an ordinance.
Or policy change.
Or policy. Yeah, that's an interesting idea. Now, of course, Keene City Council elections are coming up this year, so maybe you're thinking about a run there, Chris.
Oh, I don't know.
Make immigration your platform. One thing's for sure,
that would be interesting.
Stir up some controversy. Yeah. No doubt about it.
And then find somebody else to run and say, we're going to build a wall around Keene and make Swansea pay for it.
855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on sanctuary cities or anything. A free talk line.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards, so don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype username is LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Hey, how'd you like to try out what might be the best pillow you'll ever use? Near to risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about my pillow. I have one. Daryl's got one. It's a great pillow, and you can try it out by going to mypillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll get one at half price, or two for the price of one. And if you don't like it, if for whatever reason you don't think it is the best pillow that you've ever used, then you can send it back to them within the first 60 days, and they'll send you your purchase price back. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. It is designed, by the way, to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it since early 2016, and it's been great. Plus, you can actually wash MyPillow. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. Plus, it's guaranteed to last 10 years with a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we continue here, the story from Reuters about so-called sanctuary cities and the executive order written by Donald Trump or signed by Donald Trump that is supposed to be directing federal agencies to take away funding from those sanctuary cities. But Trump's opponents say that that very exemption that he's making, that is the exemption of we're going to take away funding from the federal government except for the police. So he's saying that you'll still get police funding, but you're not going to get funding
for
anything else.
You'll still get your Bearcats. You'll still get your, you know, all of the other good toys, the grenade launchers and
the MRAPs.
Things like that.
Yeah, the mine-resistant armored personnel carriers, I think.
Well, there's that. Plus, yeah. I think there were a couple of cities that actually got grenade launchers from the feds.
Absolutely. So it's just one example of the legal arguments that cities, immigration groups, and other opponents are readying as they prepare to fight an executive order signed by Trump on Wednesday this week that would cut federal aid to sanctuary jurisdictions that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Lawyers for the potential challengers pointed to court rulings that said the federal government can only withhold funds to local jurisdictions if the money is tied to the behavior that it objects to. The Trump administration cannot cut funds for sanctuary cities' health care and education while preserving money for police, since those jobs relate more closely to immigration enforcement, said Richard Doyle, the city attorney in San Jose, California. He said it was not clear whether existing federal funding or only future grants would be targeted. Supporters of the new Republican president's actions say that sanctuary cities ignore federal law and think the White House will be able to answer with a strong case in court.
Now, one thing that I find absolutely hilarious is the fact that the people that are so up in arms about we've got to stop sanctuary cities are also generally the first people that will advocate for states' rights and nullification.
Now, what is nullification?
Nullification is where a state government says that a federal law or regulation is unconstitutional and not going to be enforced within the state.
Something that we support.
Colorado, for instance, has essentially nullified federal cannabis laws.
Right.
By saying you can grow and sell cannabis in Colorado.
And the feds have left them alone for the most part.
Right. That's a form of nullification.
Correct.
But yet, you know, one, a lot of people don't see that as nullification, or at least the people that advocate for nullification don't see that as nullification because it's generally not something that they support. So, you know, like there's this weird partisanship hypocrisy thing going on here to where, oh, it's okay to nullify things that I want to do, but it's not okay to nullify things that you want to do.
You can't have it both ways, or at least you shouldn't have it both ways. If you support the idea of independence, if you support the idea of the rights of smaller political jurisdictions to govern themselves, which, you know, I don't believe in the states, I don't believe in the federal government, I'm not interested in those ideas in general, but as long as people believe in them, then I support the idea of states' rights. I support the idea of a local area being able to break away from, if not in full secession, issue by issue to break away from the federal government. And I also think the federal government should have the right to deny total funding. Like, oh, well, you're going to nullify us on this issue? Well, we're just going to go ahead and nullify all your federal funding at this point. And I think they are fully within their rights to do that, except the argument here and the argument that these cities are making is, well, if you're going to pull funding from over here, you've got to pull it across the board, is essentially what they're saying.
Right, and you know, there are federal, I don't know if it's necessarily laws or regulation, but definitely federal precedent that funding can only be tied to certain things. So several years ago, Montana instituted a speed limit because the feds threatened to withhold highway funding.
Ugh.
The feds could not say we are going to withhold funding for hospitals unless you institute a speed limit.
I see.
So the funding has to be connected to the thing that it's tied to.
Which is one of the things that they're pointing out here in this story. We'll tell you more about it coming up here. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. We go to N. Thomas on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Daryl. Hello, N. Thomas. Hello? Somebody's on a microphone there. We hear the microphone. Are you with us? N. Thomas, go.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, we have you. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to talk with you guys a little bit about the Free State Project versus expatriation and why that's so relevant in border conversation today.
Sure. So for listeners that aren't familiar, the Free State Project is one of a couple different movements of migrations of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists all converging into one geographic area, which is New Hampshire. And thousands of people have already made the move, and thousands more are pledged to make that move. So it's very exciting. There's a lot happening here. There's more libertarian activism and libertarian success here in New Hampshire than there is anywhere else in the world. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I'm fully behind the Free State Project. Unfortunately, I would have to be a late mover, but I chose to leave the United States the second time they elected Bush.
Okay.
And when it comes to the wall, I think that the issue with Trump's wall is, you know what, that can keep Americans in.
Sure.
Yes.
That's a big issue.
Because if you're living, if you're living in a state like Texas and you're black or Hispanic, hey, good luck outside of Austin or Dallas, because things don't look great. I lived there for 3 years, and I'm thinking to myself, once you get across the border in Mexico, at least you have some freedoms that you're not going to have in the United States.
So where did you end up expatriating to?
Peru.
Oh, okay. All right. Why? Why Peru?
Yeah, I mean, while I have to admit that Peru is basically a kleptocracy, the beauty of that is that from a traffic cop on the corner to the president of the country, they're for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard this about other
countries. And the average American isn't going to be able to... I'm sorry, what, Daryl?
No, go ahead.
Well, we're going to continue the conversation, actually. So if you can, hang on, and Thomas will continue here. You're in Peru, and we're in New Hampshire, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I share the concern about the Great Wall of the United States, no doubt about it. Although, let's get further into whether or not libertarians should leave. And that's what he sounds like he's suggesting. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. And you can join us right here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username for you is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Also want to let you know about Liberty stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of Liberty, you can do it from the back of your car via libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, or more than one. And you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Plus, they can custom make stickers for you, too, whether it's for your business or you just have something cool that you want to make for yourself. libertystickers.com. As we go back to N. Thomas, calling in from Skype, all the way in Peru. And Thomas, you said that you might be breathing in the microphone there, by the way. You said that.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No problem. So you said that you had moved out after the second Bush election, moved out of the United States, expatriated down to Peru, and you were calling to compare the idea of expatriation with the idea of a mass libertarian migration to one state, which is going on here in the United States, in the state of New Hampshire. And all three of us on the show are part of that migration. Chris is the newest mover here. Yeah, you are, Chris.
Of the people in the room right now.
Oh, yeah, of the people in the room. So, you know, Chris, now that you're hearing this gentleman say, you know, he thinks the best bet is to move out of the country, did you consider that before you moved here?
Yeah.
Why did you reject it?
You know, honestly, most of the English-speaking countries are even worse than the United States, and most of the countries that, you know, that aren't English-speaking that maybe would be good are going to be a little bit harder in terms of, like, you know, employment and jobs and opportunities and
but all you own a business.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about a job. You could just move your business down there, right?
The markets are going to be bigger in. There's more money to be made in the English-speaking part of the world in most cases.
Okay. Go ahead, Ann Thomas. Hello?
Well, sure, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. If you think you're going to expatriate yourself and come out more free in an English-speaking country, that's not going to work out. If you're a person who's flexible in your ability to adapt to a new culture and you're willing to learn, you know, Spanish, which is not a huge job for an English.
We're losing a lot of packets here. We're going to give you one more shot, but we're losing a lot of packets. This is not a very good connection at this point. Go ahead and give it one more try.
I think if you're a person who's, you know, focused on staying only speaking one language and you're not willing to learn, for example, Spanish in the English-speaking world, you're not going to find a more free country than the United States. But once you get into Latin America, their laws might not be more free, but the enforcement is so lax or viable, basically, that you end up being more free.
Right. The corruption is more transparent. To where, you know, you get as much policing as you can afford by just handing the police officer a $100 bill, whereas in the United States, it's more formalized. You've got to fill out these papers and give us fees. And so the corruption is hidden through bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And you said one thing that is actually not factually correct. You said that there's not a place in the English-speaking world that is more free than the United States. Actually, according to the
Liberland,
the Heritage Foundation and the Fraser Institute, who
they both rank Canada higher than the U.S., right?
Canada and New Zealand rank higher than the United States.
Oh, was that parts of Canada?
Quebec isn't really English-speaking in a lot of ways, but most of Canada
Not even just English-speaking, but I mean, like, because there's all sorts of different laws in different provinces in Canada that are way different.
Oh, right, and there are, you know, parts of the United States that are more free than other parts of the United States.
Like New Hampshire.
So when they're ranking a country, they are ranking the country as a whole.
Right. Okay.
Not, here's the best part, here's the worst. It's here's where the entire country on average ranks.
It would be interesting, too, to break out New Hampshire from the rest of the United States and then rank it compared to the other countries in the world. I bet it would be up there in the top 10.
Break out the provinces of Canada. Break out the states of Mexico. Break out the states of Brazil.
Yeah.
Break out the, you know, cantons of Switzerland. So you could do all of the sub regions, if you will.
Right, because then the average wouldn't be brought down by New York and California and some of these unfree places.
Right, but the problem there is now you're talking about instead of 200 countries, you're talking about thousands of jurisdictions.
It would be a crazy study.
Unwieldy and
be very hard to do it.
By the time they collect all of the data, it's going to be outdated.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It would be very hard to do something like that, but it would still be interesting to see New Hampshire ranked against the rest of the world because it is the freest state in the United States. And, you know, those other states are bringing the U.S.'s average down, so it would be interesting. Anyway, Ann Thomas, my concern with the idea of expatriating is if you're looking for more freedom for you, then that makes sense. I get it. And if you can work remotely, you know, because if you move to Peru and you want to go wait tables, you're going to get paid what a Peruvian waiter gets paid, which isn't going to be much compared to waiting tables in the United States. But then again, your cost of living will be lower. And so anyway, my point is, if you just are looking to escape the jurisdiction of the United States and find a place where you're going to be more likely to be left alone or bribe police if you need to, then you can find that. But I don't know if that's a duplicatable thing for the average person. The average person is not self-employed. The average person does not have the ability to go to another place and start fresh. So I'm more concerned with doing something that's something that another person who wants liberty can duplicate. And moving to New Hampshire, at least for people in the United States, is a relatively duplicatable thing that pretty much anyone can do. Moving to Peru or some other country to just sort of live quietly and try to be left alone, you know, that's going to bother me because, like you said, you're in a kleptocracy, and that means that you're around people, you know, government people who steal, which is, of course, what all governments do. But they're going to be stealing from and taking advantage of their citizens, and those people may not have the $100 bill in their pocket that they or the $20 bill or whatever it costs to bribe a cop down there. They may not be able to afford that, and I don't like it when I see other people being oppressed. So I wouldn't be able to just stand by and do nothing. And so if I, of course, raised my voice and spoke out, then I would definitely be targeted as a problematic gringo.
Oh, look at this gringo coming down here telling us how to live.
So what do you say to that, N. Thomas?
Oh, well, that's definitely an issue, and I can tell you that for a lot of people here in Peru, I am a problematic gringo.
Oh, really?
But I'm not a problematic gringo for the woman who's selling fruit on the corner of the busy intersection. I'm a problematic gringo for the state actors who come and try and rob her fruit as an act of state enforcement.
So what have you done to protect her?
Well, you can't physically interact with a state actor. So when they try and steal things here, I grab the other end and pull back. So I've had a few tug of wars and managed
to. What does
that
mean? You can't physically interact, but you grab the other end and pull back. What does that mean?
Okay, well, you can't touch their body. You don't want to have a violent interaction with another person.
Are you telling me that they have tried to take product
from
me?
They're attempting to remove someone else's property, and you can get your hand on that person's property, and you and the property owner can start a tug of war with the state actor.
That sounds incredibly risky. You're saying you've actually done this?
The people here will.
That sounds crazy.
You're saying you've done that, and you didn't get your head?
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
Well, good on you, man. That's sounds pretty heroic. I think that most people wouldn't have
it's not being heroic. Okay, I'm not a hero. Okay, it's just a normal person should not be able to stand there and watch anybody who's dressed up in whatever kind of Halloween costume they've decided to wear rob another person.
Well, that's an interesting story. I'd love to see the video of it. Unfortunately, you probably don't have a bunch of activists there that can back you up.
Yeah, I have to film on my phone and do it myself. Yeah. So I've got a couple of short clips and some crushed fruit. But aside from that, not much. But the interesting thing here is that when you're in that situation, you call out to the other people here. They will jump on there and you will beat the state.
Well, I definitely want to hear more about your experiences, N. Thomas, in the future. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number, Free Talk Live. We'll give you that in a moment.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
561-5570.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris, and Daryl.
Oh, we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. I definitely want to get back into this topic of... You know, what should people who are seeking freedom do? Because this is just a discussion that's happened before, and it'll continue to come up, especially as the United States becomes less and less free over time, and you know, building a wall is not an indicator that things are going to get more free here. So, you know, look out. I think that's a real concern, and I can totally understand why someone would want to leave, and I don't blame someone. I'm not saying that's the wrong thing for them. That may absolutely be the right thing for you. I want to get back into that topic here, but we've got other folks who are waiting to talk, so we're going to get to your calls first. Let's talk to John. John, you're in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up about immigration. I think it's important, the language that we use. I think a lot of conservatives, when we talk to people who are conservative, I hear a lot less about when they're against immigration. I hear a lot less about the jobs because... I think if, you know, some guy can walk through the desert with no shoes and take your job, you know, it's time to go back to school anyways. But as far as the security aspect, I think there's some valid concerns watching some of the places in Europe that have taken vast amount of refugees, that there could be some bad actors slipping through. And I think the way that we should phrase it is we as libertarians believe in freedom of movement as a base. I think what's happened in a lot of these places, you could call subsidized immigration, which is taxpayer money, basically paying for housing and bringing some people over. And the problem with that is if you had individuals and individual, you know, private property owners and private roads, and if you had people who said, you know, I want to take, say, a Syrian family and I want to take them in, they're going to vet that person because they have a private personal interest in that person and family being safe or, you know, not being a bad actor. Mm-hmm. When the state does it, it's a depersonalized sort of collective way to bring in a bunch of people, and they're not, they don't have, it's sort of like a tragedy of the commons. They don't have a direct interest in making sure that, that the people are not bad actors. So I think that if we, you know, talk about individuals doing these things and you had a more private or free, freer society, you say the freedom of movement is the important aspect of it, not the state saying, oh, we're going to take people's tax money and then immigrate a bunch of people and then doing a bad job seeing if any of them may be bad actors. But as far as it goes, because the sort of concern is like these lone wolf attacks, you know, not that I truly think that argument would be very small if you had, you know, concealed carry allowed just everywhere. Mm. You're never gonna stop a lone wolf with a police state. You could never stop an individual reading something online and going nuts. That'll never ever happen.
I totally agree. Totally
even
agree.
Even if you to the point to where you're living in like a prison, they still get drugs into prison. Like there's ways to get around those things. But if people were allowed to have concealed carry, I don't think you'd be able to have these kind of massive atrocities. You know, a couple people may get shot, but you'd have that many more people just armed and ready to stop a situation like that. That should be where the effort is from people who, you know, maybe they're not libertarian, but they're conservative, but they're worried about immigration. Is no, focus your energy on sort of the private means of defending yourself and the private means of immigration and freedom of
totally
movement.
Agree.
Yep. And, you know, there's a cliche, there's never been a mass shooting at a gun range.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And, you know, we're here in New Hampshire, which is right next door to Vermont, which is in Alaska. You know, these are some of the freest states when it comes to being able to carry a gun. And New Hampshire and Vermont are, like, the two lowest states as far as murder and gun violence.
Yep. Vermont has never had a concealed carry law. Never.
Yeah.
So if you're in Vermont, as long as you are legally allowed to possess a firearm, you can carry that concealed, no paperwork required.
That's right.
Because they don't even have paperwork that you could get if you wanted it.
New Hampshire, hopefully this year, is going to join Vermont in that it will no longer be
constitutional carry passed through the Senate and to the House next week.
Right, and it will likely pass the House because it has passed the House before, and now this governor has pledged to sign it.
Yes.
So there's a very good chance that by, what, the summertime maybe this will be legal?
There's a very good chance that by the time spring rolls around, because this thing got fast-tracked out of the Senate.
Right. Yeah, it was like one of the first things they did.
I'm curious, does this mean Ian would be able to carry?
Yeah, absolutely.
Carry?
I'm not a felon.
That's interesting. Well, no, I know you're not, but did they not deny you a concealed
carry? They denied his concealed carry, but he's legally allowed to own a firearm.
And I can open carry it legally. So.
Right, you can open carry legally, but you can't carry concealed.
That's
currently,
correct.
But with the change of the law, you would be able to carry concealed.
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah. That's what the law would change, is no permit required to carry concealed as long as you are legally allowed to possess said firearm.
So I agree with you, John. Go ahead.
So what do people tell you, because something I bring up is New Hampshire a lot, and I am planning on moving at some point for the Free State Project.
All right.
But something I bring up to people a lot is, you know, look at the violence levels. I've never, ever gotten a good response for why, if what they're saying is true is more guns equals more guns. I'm like, well, how come it's so easy to get a gun in New Hampshire and there's low violence? I'm basically met with a blank stare. Have you guys ever heard any argument against that?
Isn't it? I believe it's economics. It's an economic factor that increased violence with lower.
Well, it's the drug war. Honestly, that's where most of the gun violence is coming in.
No, well, there might be some there too, but if I'm not mistaken, the gun violence has more of a relation to
impoverished areas.
People in New Hampshire, though.
Right? Right.
I mean, there's plenty of poor people in New Hampshire. New Hampshire does have a lot of wealth.
But Ian, are we factoring in the cost of living too there with that when you say you got poor? Because it doesn't cost much to live here relative to other places like New York or New Jersey or California.
The per capita income of New Hampshire is higher than most other places. So, you know, that's what he's talking about, the impoverished areas.
I see.
You know, so the hood, those are very poor places. There's going to be more violence there. Wealthy neighborhoods, not going to say that there's no violence there, but there's statistically less. And a lot of that has to do with, know, there are other things. It's not just the drug war, but there's also, you know, minimum wage laws that prevent people from being able to be hired at a level that, you know, actually meets their skill levels. So people are, you know, forced into by governments. They're forced into, you know, the more dangerous aspects of trying to earn money, or sometimes they think, well, that's too dangerous, so I'm just going to go rob people when they're not home. So, you know, like, there's a lot of factors at play. You can't say it's just X or it's just Y.
John, I like what you're saying. I hope more people who are concerned about immigration will take your advice, but I think what you'll see is that these conservatives and these so-called libertarians who are also in favor of immigration enforcement, they claim on one hand to be in favor of smaller government, but then on the other hand, rather than focus on the solutions that would actually, you know, make things better, make the government smaller, make people more free, they focus on, well, we don't believe in the government on all these things, but we think the government ought to be enforcing immigration, and then they want to have big government in that one area.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, you know, the more you focus on growing government, the less time you have to focus on actually rolling it back.
Right. And a lot of times, because, you know, they're not focusing on the actual problem, they're looking at symptoms.
Yeah.
It's akin to, you know, somebody gets shot and the doctor saying, we've got to stop the bleeding before we remove the bullet.
To answer your question about what do you do for freedom being less than the world? Move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project and work on disruptive technology. That's my answer. Thanks, guys.
Those are good ideas. Thanks, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And if you do want to look into moving to New Hampshire, he mentioned the Free State Project. That's one option. There's also the Shire Society, which is another group, a more decentralized community of libertarians. There's no board of directors to make decisions about the project. It's just encouraging people who love freedom to make the move to New Hampshire.
Well, maybe there should be a board of directors for the Shire Society.
I'm joking. There should definitely not.
I'm joking.
And there would really be no way to do that at this point. The Shire Society is just basically, for people that don't know, it's just a declaration. It's like a personal declaration of independence that a bunch of people agreed on years ago now, like more than half a decade ago. And we published that. It's over at ShireSociety.com. You can read it and sign it if you like
it. This is one of the great things about this community is, just in general, libertarians moving here is the decentralization. I mean, in all aspects, different. Every town has a different, multiple different groups.
Yeah, right. If you don't like the way somebody's doing something, then start your own thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people have.
Exactly. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll come back around to talk about, you know, if you're a liberty-minded person, should you move to New Hampshire or should you call it a day and leave the United States? I think that's a conversation we still need to dig a little deeper into. And, of course, you can take control of the airways. We can talk more about immigration as well coming up.
Free Talk Live. If you need a website for your blog or new business, it can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.